settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Welcome to the Spirit's Work Show. I'm Sylvie Avery, and my husband, Mick, and I are spirit mediums.
That's me.
This show is all about bringing you new insights into the reality of your world. We come from the perspective that armed with truth and knowledge, we can all have the opportunity to move forward in harmony and create a better world in the process. And this week, we'll be discussing the secrets of inner peace. And if you have a question related to our topic, we have a worldwide free, it's a toll-free number in the U.S. and Canada. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And the international call is not free, but it doesn't cost an awful lot of money. And it's 001-530-876-3222. And I'll give you those numbers again a little later on.
Well, thank you. Hello, I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work, on the wonderful bbsradio.com every Monday at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, that's 9 p.m. UK time, GMT. We also have another radio show, and you can hear that on every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST, and that's called Spirit Teaching. And if you go to artistfirst.com, that's where you'll hear it. If you would like to know more about us, our books, CDs, book an Akashic reading, or any of our other services, please do go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. I am a deep trance medium, and live on the Spirit's Work show, I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay. Gregory comes as spokesperson for a massive group of experts who specialize in many different subjects and genres. Each week, we have a different topic of discussion, which hopefully gives you at least something to think about and that may even expand your awareness and consciousness in a positive way. Unfortunately, of course, or maybe not, I actually miss out on everything because once I go into trance and Gregory comes through, I'm not aware of anything in physical life at all. That's because I'm not here, and the spirit world bring me back at the end of the show. Anyway, you're in good hands, of course, because Sylvie, who provides the energy and the, everything really for the show, and the everything for the show is the... It is going to be taking everything to do with it.
And they're taking your words, aren't they?
And they're taking my words away because the energy is getting all blurry and she's, in fact, becoming blurry and I'm going away now. So that's kind of what happens. They take me over. That's because of the agreement that we've made. So there we are. I'm going to go and have some other kind of experience somewhere else. Whatever that may be.
Something less stressful. Okay. Yes, Mick's gift is really quite rare because when Gregory is talking to us, it's not words taken from Mick's mind and repeated or someone else's words that are then interpreted by the medium, if you know what I mean, like sort of inspired speaking or whatever. But it's a complete personality of a non-physical being from the other side of life joining us. And Gregory has come as a representative of the White Cloud Group through a desire to help us, which is why this educational group was formed in the first place. They've had many hundreds of years of preparation, I'm getting my words mixed up today, and even now they continue to explore and research and investigate and study into all of the teachings that they bring for our benefit, and they keep up with the times. So, if you're ready to understand and realize the importance of a spiritual evolution within a human lifetime, then stay tuned. So don't forget, we're going to be talking about the secrets of inner peace, and if you want to join in with a question, it's in the US, it's toll free, 877-876-5227. Canada is 888-810-8322. And for the international callers, and like Mick said, that it's 9 o'clock in the evening there, it's 001-530-876-3222. Our website is spirit-teaching.com if you'd like to go to our website to find out more about us. And I would, I haven't got my book here with my dates of the Akashic readings, but if you want an Akashic reading, we will need your full name at birth, your date of birth, and telephone number, and that's actually with your full name. We want your middle names as well. And we want one question, and you can email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. And I think our next Akashic reading for this show is in 2 weeks' time, and we have a space left on that. And we also have a space left on our Monday evening show, which will be that week as well, only in the evening. So if you want an Akashic reading, they're 10 minutes. It's about your book of life, and it's really a snippet of what you can expect if you have a full Akashic reading. And like I say, you can find out about that on our website, spirit-teaching.com. But they're very packed with knowledge. Gregory can actually cram quite a lot into that 10 minutes. You'd be surprised. So do get in touch, and then we can talk about dates and time. So, I do believe Gregory's here with us now.
With love and light, as ever we say.
Thank you, Gregory.
So you are welcome, friend.
I saw you shortly, didn't I?
Yes.
A little while ago, I was with you.
Yes.
When we did an Akashic reading.
Yes, absolutely.
This is hello again this morning.
I've had my wash and brush up, friend.
Have you?
Yes, I have. I cleaned my teeth.
Had a little nap?
Yes. I actually did some healing.
Oh, did you? Where?
Yes, on a little girl. She'd just passed from a road traffic accident.
Oh. So you healed her this spirit side?
Well, I was with her at the point of her passing.
Helped her to pass?
Was a bit fraught, yes.
Oh. So, where was this? What country was this in?
This was actually in Czechoslovakia.
Right. Okay. And so this is a good example of, obviously, you don't speak Czechoslovakian.
No, quite.
So that's another example of how you can communicate then. Okay.
Well, my dear friend, loving energy is pure energy. And that is what we give. That is what we create around those who are to pass, to welcome them home, to make their transition as easily as possible. So they, once they glimpse upon that energy, once this sense of vibration of that loving energy, fear dissipates and is dissolved from physical life, from the conscious mind. That is, I suppose you could say, a very important aspect of how human beings can relate to the very spiritual nature, upper house nature, if you like, of the vibration of is, which is in all of us, in every single being.
So can I just, so what happened, how did you find that little girl? Why did you actually...
Why was I there? Yes. Why was I drawn to the situation?
Yes.
Because, in a sense, because she was so helpless and really was in a state of distress. And so that distressing signal was something revealed to me through my vibration. And so I went to help. That is really how it works. I'm not the only one. There were others there too, but more of the others were to do with her ancestral family. Because I am a being who is translucent within the vibration of dimension and change, I am able to actually create the same loving awareness that I have for all beings, but concentrated, I suppose you could say, and help others, if I can, to be present, to perhaps change their or alter their vibration so that they too can share in the experience and be there as a guiding source. Really so that fear is something which is left behind in the physical world.
Well, that's it. That's really sweet. I mean, you know, it's so interesting to us to know how this works.
Yes, I understand. And of course, you must understand, each and every one of you, that each experience is completely different. That doesn't mean to say that you as a physical being have to go through one life after another in order to experience different kinds of passing or different kinds of death. It isn't like that. You will have an identity of how someone passes or the situation that they go through just because you can see them, because you have the story of it revealed to you. You don't have to know what it feels like to have something pushed through you in an accident of some kind in order to understand that it is going to have tremendous physical repercussions on your state of mind, on your consciousness at the point of passing, because it is not pleasant. Let's not kid ourselves.
No, I mean, you've told us many times that the actual act of death is not unpleasant, but it's what happens immediately before that, isn't it? And
yes.
Well before that.
Yes, and it can be whatever that physical state happens to create. So if you are a being who passes from kidney failure or some other thing, then you will most definitely probably have quite a painful experience. I cannot doubt it. I haven't had it myself. I was decapitated.
That was quite quick.
Other people pass in comatose situations. Some people pass from intense drug-related activity. Other people get shot, have been beheaded. I cannot think of a worse thing myself.
No.
Than actually having someone physically interact with you, particularly if that someone happens to be a child who is led to do it, as has been the case on many occasions in the throes of war or in the throes of complete agony of destructive state.
So the little girl is with her family now in spirit?
Yes, well, in a sense, she is within that vibration. She isn't completely with them, purely and simply because she is still actually in the vicinity, if you like.
The accident.
Yes.
So she's left her parents behind?
One of them are with her, but they are not together.
Oh, right.
The father is the one who has also passed, but he is in a sense in a state of shock and is not actually with his daughter at this time.
Right. But they were together in the accident.
Yes, but it was actually something that he created. He made a mistake, an error of judgment, you see.
Uh-huh. Right.
So and so that then becomes something of his profound consciousness, which is now he is in a state of difficulty, you see?
In shock, in remorse.
Oh yes, absolutely so, yes.
Anxiety.
Yes, and that has altered his vibration.
Right.
From his little girl. Don't worry, though. They will be reunited within that situation.
Hmm. I mean, we know this happens every day, every minute of the day, somewhere.
Yes. That is quite true.
You know, but actually talking about it, I'm sure everybody listening can feel very emotional in this situation.
Well, yes.
Talking about it.
Absolutely, I understand that, because it is. It is. It fires very much the situations of compassion, or at least it should do.
Yes, it brings it home.
One hopes.
It brings it home to us. And it's,
yes.
You know, hey, one minute you're here, next minute you're not. Make the most of it, folks.
Yes, every minute.
Okay.
Absolutely so.
All right.
And so you see that what has this got to do with the secrets of inner peace? Well, the point is, my friends, that each and every being can connect with those islands of peace. As we have so often said, the point is, many people are in denial. They are in denial of their own state of being. Their reluctance may exist in your physical life to actually understand your responsibility, and also to understand that part of your pathway of responsibility is not just to have a happy life, not just to have a life which is controlled through material state or spirituality, but is actually a life which you give as much as you can back. Not instead that you take as much as you can. Possibly, even more than you give. That is part of the problem, I feel, that humanity faces at the present time, because of the cause appears to be that I have permission. I have gained this permission because I'm having a physical life, therefore I can take what I want. Part of the problem is in this aspiration to thinking that you are able and allowed to create whatever, despite the knock-on effect that creation may have. Do not forget that even when a butterfly passes, it is felt somewhere else upon the planet. Something else mourns its passing, not because it was beautiful, but because it was perfect. As a state of mutation of the species it is, the state of inner peace, the secret of this inner peace state, is something which eludes many physical people, purely because people are distressed, or because they are only focused upon what they want now, and not what their desire should be. If you have a desire within yourself, and you want to manifest it in physical life, how would you go about creating that and manifesting it in its truest physical form? One of the secrets that you would do is bring the imprint of vision into your mind to help you to focus upon that channel of energy. If this was something which were purely materialistic, it may be something that you will be attracted to, that you possibly, by creating that energy, may create the positive wave necessary to actually physically create it. But what if this something that is within a self is to do with your higher spiritual state? To do with that nirvana reasoning and energy. pure bliss, gaining enlightenment of the knowledge and wisdom of who you truly are. That realization of the perspective between your physical state reality and that which is God. The secret of this inner peace for you to gain for yourself is in understanding that if you are negative, you create further negativity. If you are positive, but you have done negative traits, you have created those, you need to take responsibility for them and overcome them. Just sitting on an island of inner peace isn't necessarily going to get you anywhere. As many in the past, gurus and all of those, have felt, had lifted their hearts, caressed with the Creator of all life, with blissful smiles of peace across their etched faces, their luminescent skin revealing the journey made and the orchestration of life revealed to the conscious state. And yet, twinning with the Spirit has never been so difficult, but never been so easy. Finding that state of inner bliss had never been more creative. As more and more difficult pathways are revealed, oh yes, you need to learn this or that, Rama. This or that, Kashic reason for finding truth and illuminescence of higher being. You are not lowly physical beings. You paint yourselves into a corner of being that through behavior, through activity, judgment, decisions, poor ones, selfish ones, ones that create aggravation among other species, that diminish them, bring them to extinction, just because of the mind in individuals has not come to see the truth. Think about that next time you eat shark fin soup. What you're doing is eating yourself. That's the truth of it. You're eating yourself and your children. Each mouthful you take, you are killing the planet. That's it, in a nutshell. So, do not seek the island of truth and peace and inner will of happiness if you eat shark fin soup, or if you catch them, if you are a party to it, you are worse than a cannibal because you are eating the planet by doing that. The situation for you to find real peace, searching the highways of your mind, trying to illuminate what is it that you think, what is it that you feel, how can I get off this island of mutation, of chaos, and find my inner will. Think about it. When did you last admire a plant from afar or close up? When did you last create beauty through the energy of attraction in your life? I'm not talking about how you look as a physical being. I don't much care. It doesn't matter to me what skin you have, whether it's pockmarked, whether you have suffered from some incurable disease, whether you are from some obscure tribal nation. If you're black, blue, or pink, or yellow, or whatever color it is from whatever nature of your species development, and however you have mutated thus far, whether you be a prowess of illumination in intellectual and knowledgeable highways, or whether your wisdom comes from a simplified reaction of the simple mind, you can still understand truth. You can still dwell in the peace fields, which are no secret to you. They're not something kept from you by any other's hand. Yet they are mystified by others, perhaps. Little secrets of giving little morsels of, oh, here is a key to find your secret inner well of peace and inner happiness. Doesn't exist. The true path to the secret well of inner happiness and peace for you, my friends, every single one of you, is about stopping being selfish. Is about creating the truthful path of peace to come and visit your life. It's not going to come on its own. You have to create it. You have to be the engineer, the author, the creator, to allow that truth, that peace, that will, that love to come from the within a state, the blessed place in your life.
Gregory, can you explain what you meant about the shark fin soup and that we're basically killing ourselves, the analogy that you were making there?
Yes, with every mouthful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because sharks are the breath of your planet. You don't realize it. You think they're all ugly beasts, that they're there to harm you, that they're there to bite your legs off. They're not. You are, if you are a being who lives upon the planet of Earth, breathing the air, you are ultra dependent upon the well-being of shark species. Without sharks, you are dead, gone, nothing. The whole of humanity will disappear in a trice at the disappearance or extinction of sharks.
And that's happening, isn't it?
And that is happening now. You are interdependent upon them completely, and so too is every other life. Can you imagine that? Every other single blade of grass is dependent upon your charity, your well-being towards sharks. For without them, the planet of Earth will be dead, gone, extinct of physical life, unable to respond or repair anything.
Can you explain that?
Yes, quite simply, because the one of the main species of its food, of fish, with the depletion of sharks, will eat all of the algae that exists on floating on the ocean surface. You are completely dependent upon this algae to give you oxygen. And without it, the world will very quickly dissipate. Do you remember, my dear friend, that we had at one time talked about the situation of whole flocks of birds suddenly passing?
Mm-hmm.
That is carbon. Carbon gas.
When all of a sudden birds fall out of the sky dead.
Yes.
Right.
And that's what it is. It is a carbon cloud. And the reason for carbon clouds are that, you see, the world, your planet, is actually shielded by a very specific number of different gases. And that is what contains the oxygen-rich environment, as well as other gases, of course. So this is an encased environment, exactly as though you had, by the same situation, you have a tank full of fish, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And you are looking at a closed environment. In exactly the same way, so is the world. Your planet of Earth is a closed environment, maybe very large. You may think, oh, you are just a small, insignificant being, and that you are doing this, breathing in and out, expelling gases, taking them, drinking them in. But actually what is being created with this balance is the very fact that without algae upon the surface of the water, oxygen ceases to be present. And what will be created through that are clouds of carbon dioxide. And that is an indication that the well-being of the planet is actually much further at risk than you think.
So, okay, right.
So really that was my simple analogy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just that, you see, we are talking about the secrets of inner peace here, but we are also talking about the secrets of the well of how you actually create that inner peace. How are you going to find peace if you are reactive, if you have absent-mindedly created a poor state of living for other creatures? Or if you are willing to not negotiate other creatures' welfare, but just allow criminal elements to take it from you?
Well, it's all to do with personal responsibility, isn't it? It's responsibility for yourself to go within and create the well of inner peace within you, and the knock on and the inner peace for the planet.
Yes.
In general.
Absolutely. The point is that people apparently in physical life, and this is, I suppose, in a sense, the disappointing part, that human beings seem so very slow to grasp the understanding of it. Just the same as if you had a tank full of fish and it's a closed environment. You have to, in order to allow that tank to mature and become really successful, you have to just have a few fish in it. You have to have a very stable environment, create that well-being through nourishment, certain kinds of nutrients. You have to replace all of that that it would normally interact with. Otherwise, the fish's lives are going to be short. If you want them to breed, you have to create that special place for them to be able to do that. They're not going to do it if they're not happy. In exactly the same way, if you disturb the balance within other forms of life, what are you doing to create your peace well within yourself? How are you going to possibly become intuitively stanced within your life to help gifts of others? To even realize your own inner well of gift that you have as a part of your spirit path. How are you going to possibly do that if you do not take positive physical action yourself, reprimand yourself when you make mistakes?
Well, I think one of the most frustrating things for everybody is what do they do about things, you know? I know we're talking about you can work on yourself, and obviously that is the best way to begin.
Yes.
But we seem to think that somebody else is going to deal with a problem.
For you.
Yes.
Absolutely. And it's not going to ever happen like that.
No
alien race is going to come down and pluck you from obscurity into their starship to take you off to another planet.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
Well, more to the point is, why should they? Why?
Why? Yes. Who do you think you are?
You know, so that we can go and create havoc somewhere else.
Exactly.
We need to look after and rescue what we've got here.
Yes, that is my point. This is the primal excuse that human beings have to not create, to not deal with the situation, to not adequately face it. In exactly the same way, my dear friends, how do you find the secret of inner peace? It's there right in front of you, right in front of your nose, not even a millimeter away, for those who know what a millimeter is. It is a very short distance, less than the hair's breadth between two fingers. The secret of the inner will of peace, there is no secret. But accept that It is hidden from you by your own lack of conscious understanding. That, if you like, is a secret. It isn't really a secret because the well of inner peace is there for everyone. If it was that difficult, then only a few would be able to create it, would only be able to dwell within it, would only be able to bathe in its beautiful waters, its iridescent color. Your vibration, your integrity of your auric field will only expand with the awareness that you can change yourself. Your attitude isn't set in stone only by your own conscious effort. Not to change it. That's effort. That takes actual conscious energy for you to rigorously deny that you have any responsibility to do with anything else other than your own selfish desire. You see, everyone needs to find this inner well of happiness and really be able to translate that into doing something positive, for life depends upon it. Your life, your next door neighbor's life, your cat's life, your dog's life, your budgerigar, parrot, whatever pet you think you own.
I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay, being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery. I'm Sylvie Avery, and we're talking about the secrets of inner peace. And if you'd like to join us, join in with our conversation about our topic or ask Gregory a question, the number to call is toll-free in the U.S., and that's 877-876-5227, Canada 888-810-8322. International callers, it's 001-530-876-3222.
Did you know, my friend, that you can actually hug a shark?
No.
That you can actually send it your energy of love toward a shark and it will respond to you. Just like, in exactly the same way as you would to a dolphin. Sharks have been in existence for 450 million years.
Well, it's there's so many things that we don't actually realize that are going to be our downfall, you see. We don't, it takes something like this that to put it into perspective, because we just think of the obvious, you know, the global warming and everything. You know,
global warming is nothing.
Compared to this.
In comparison to this. It means absolutely nothing.
So who's... What countries are doing this then in particular, or are they
pirates,
all doing
criminals,
this?
Anyone who thinks that they can make something for doing virtually nothing.
And it's just, they just take the fins and then discard the shark?
Yes.
Because shark is actually on menus as well, isn't it?
Oh yes, absolutely.
In places, but
yes.
Is it a particular...
It is an absolute travesty to even take one. It is eating the human race. That is what you're doing. When you're sitting down to eat a shark or a dogfish or something like that, what you are doing is eating your child, your loved one. That's what you're doing. Think about that. And then say to me, how do I find my inner peace? How do I connect with my peace well? How do I find love or express it within a self?
So
how can anyone ask of the spirit world, divine, really divine, searching answers for bliss, to reveal the establishment of enlightenment or any other form of bliss?
And when we talk of meditation, you know, a lot of people think that it doesn't affect them because maybe they associate it with the fact that, like when we're talking about the developing gifts of spirit on our Monday evening
yes.
program, that you are doing it to become nearer to spirit, as in the spirit world. But we're not talking about that, are we? And we're talking about becoming in tune with your spirit that you are, every individual person is, becoming in tune with that. And the consequences of that, and that it's never too late to do that, you see, and people...
Yes, yes, we're not talking about trying to get people to talk to dead people.
No.
Or anything like that. That is a different situation. That is something which needs the development of different aspects, different gifts of self. But for you as an individual being, you could be as thick as a plank as I was when I had a physical life. You could be of a very small, diminished mind. It really doesn't matter. You are still able to meditate. You could be blind, deaf, paralyzed. You could have no arms, no legs. You may be as stupid as the most profane idiot that ever lived or walked. It really doesn't matter. You are still able, as a being, as a physical being, to meditate, just like horses do, just like dogs, cats, sheep, mice, antelope, deer, birds. Why do you think they sing? They don't necessarily just sing because of their containment, because of their environment. They're singing because of the beauty of singing. Because they can. Why do you think whales sing? Yes, partly because they're talking to their ancestors, and their ancestors are talking back. Also, they're talking to one another over thousands of miles. But also, they are revealing the beauty of within a piece. That is them. That is their secret. But it isn't a secret. They're letting it out. They're doing it, being it. That is what everyone needs to do.
What would you say to people that say, well, you know, I'm an okay sort of person. I don't purposely hurt people and I try my best, but I don't meditate.
Well, then what I'm saying to you is that if you don't meditate, then you are only half the being that you could be, or only a third of the being that you could be. You're only responding to your physical needs and desires. Just like masturbation, I suppose, or something else. You see, you're only dealing with your physical needs. You're eating, yes, you have pleasure from that. Sleeping, yes, pleasure from that too. Gives you time and space away from your physical state, from the environment of the pressures of living on the physical planet, if you like. But what if you weren't doing that? How would you create the need? How would you create the surface of understanding? How would you create anything if you weren't physical? You need to connect with that which is not physical. Because, my friend, this is a part of you which exists within the ether world vibration at all times. Perhaps you didn't realize that.
Can you explain that? So you're saying that the spirit that you are, that you're trying to connect with when you meditate,
yes,
actually is in the spirit world anyway?
Yes, it never comes and has a physical life. That's a complete mystery, I don't know why people think that you do. But actually what happens is your spirit remains in the ether world. Your consciousness, when you meditate, is raised. And what then happens is your consciousness, raised, connects with your spirit, which is illuminate and in the spirit world. So what happens when you have, shall we say, an out-of-body experience, something like many people will have in the dream state? They will actually feel as though they're leaving their physical body behind. And suddenly there they are, flying, holding someone's hand they know not who. That's your doorkeeper, by the way. That's the hand you're holding. Just in case you didn't wonder. So you are in this state of being, you are having a feeling of flying through the air, perhaps in visiting places you've never realized before, perhaps even on another planet that you've never seen before. And this is your irrational mind reacting to it. I can't be doing this. Perhaps fear has taken hold of you already and tried to send you back into your physical body with a big bump, with a big crash as you land back in, feeling almost as though perhaps you fell off a ladder or something like that. And you have a resounding feeling as your spirit is jolted back in through your solar plexus at the end of the journey. But actually what happens, you see, is that your consciousness is blended with the spirit. Don't forget that your spirit is actually tied by the etheric cord to your physical body. This is something that comes through your solar plexus. And when you pass, you unhinge that connection. That's it, simple. And your consciousness leaves with it. Leaves with your spirit. Because you have transcended that physical mortal state. What actually happens when you create this beautiful well within a self is you raise your vibration. So the more times perhaps that you may have an out-of-body experience. So what then of the out-of-body experience to do with meditation? Yes, exactly the same as when you are asleep. You're only in your sleep state being absent-minded. You're taking your eye off the cursed mind, the busy mind, the thing that keeps you grounded and away from your spirit. So what you are really doing, my dear friend, is in finding this journey, your consciousness is with your spirit, and you are able to move through dimensional states. You suddenly find that it is as though you've traveled through the universe, and it's only taken a few seconds. Why is that? It's because, quite simply, your spirit is always in the ether world. It doesn't come to physical life. It's only the connection which is drawn to the physical state by being in connection with your cellular structure.
That's a really peculiar thing to get your head around, being mortal.
Oh, yes, I understand
being
that.
Being here in the now and,
yes.
Feeling that the spirit, your spirit is supposed to be within you because you are going within.
Yes, because that's what it feels like.
Yes, exactly, but that actually it's without.
Well, actually, it's just in a different dimension. It may be within. If you're looking at the case of proximity, which I know we always come back to the case of proximity, it is most important that people really get a grip of what proximity is, because in the physical state, you have the product of one and one. This is the proximity of where you are now, your consciousness, and where you are in relation to your spirit. If you are talking in a multidimensional facet, your spirit is actually somewhere else dimensionally, but may actually occupy the same physical space in your dimension. It may not. How do you think you dip in and out of the timeline when you do? How do you think that these creations are brought about? Not by magic, but by your etheric component, your spirit, pure and simple. So why don't you connect with it? You're frightened of it. Many people are frightened of their spirit, think that it's something to do with death. It isn't. It's to do with life. To do with your life world.
And it's not... And also, it's getting in touch with you. Not somebody else. Not somebody you... Well, you are getting in touch with somebody you used to be, but it's actually somebody you always have been.
Yes, somebody completely unique. Not someone that's gone and had another physical life, but someone who is constantly alive. Because that's what you are. Constantly alive. Your spirit, pure, beautiful, sublime, in a state of bliss. Constantly creating, aware, perfect energy of God. How wonderful that is. And yet all these physical beings in physical life are remote from it. Don't entertain it. Don't go there. Religion tells you not to. Because that's where evil lurks. What rubbish? What rubbish is this that humanity has perpetrated upon itself to decrease your vibration, to shorten your awareness, so that you may not find bliss, true bliss, except within the beholden state of someone else? You really want to perceive that as being the anvil of your ball and chain of life, being imprisoned by someone else's thoughts, someone else's mind, someone else's physical life that they had? That is part of the problem that humanity faces, not realizing the true alignment and freedom that exists within. Because at the end of this particular rainbow, my friend, what you really have is you as a part of God that you are. Just as perfect as any leaf on a tree, any petal on a flower, or the flower itself. It is just a connection of cell structure which exists on the planet of Earth. But it is also a manifestation of that which God is, in energy purity, in any dimensional state you wish to fathom. So don't talk to me about paradigms of this or that, of the creation of the wonderful wellness is through numbers or through communication of talk or allegory or physical action. It isn't. It's through simple peace. No secret. It comes to everyone.
Yes, but it's peace in many ways, though, isn't it? Because if you bring peace to yourself within your meditative states that you practice,
yes,
then you will ultimately be bringing peace to the earth, because if you were in touch with your spirit, you would not do some of the things that people do.
Yes, you wouldn't be the selfish beast. You wouldn't create things of sinful state upon others.
You see, but a lot of people will say, well, you know, I'm not like these people. I don't need to do it.
Because, but you are like those people if you don't do any creation of action against those people that do.
So we need to be... You see, we can actually talk on our shows all the time about
yes.
the benefits of meditation
and
why
do.
People should.
Don't we?
Yes,
we do.
We do.
And we love it. We
yes.
inspire it. We create it because of its inspiration to all beings. Yes, I'm a spirit being and I still meditate every time I have the chance to do that. I meditate when I'm healing. I meditate when I'm even talking to you now. A part of me is meditating. Thank you.
Yes, well, we can't do that at the moment.
No, I understand that.
But we try and bring different analogies of why you should meditate, the benefits of it, and the benefits of, or the examples of people that don't meditate, like for instance, people that go and do kill sharks and that sort
yes.
of thing.
Yes.
And the list there would be endless, and we wouldn't want to come and do that every week. But,
no.
It's so frustrating because the people that we want to meditate, you know, are they going to ever get there? Are they going to?
We
say about being proactive and doing things. Are we being anarchistic? You know, we don't want to...
Well, some governments, of course, would call you that. That is the point. That is the power that people have over others, to try to diminish your own self-respect and responsibility by calling you as being a negative impact upon their lives and their right of choice and freedom and their free will and all of that. Just like people taking down the Amazon rainforest. How dare they? How dare you as a human being actually be in conflict with that? You should be applauding it. Oh, thank you very much for taking those trees away. Didn't like them anyway. They only harbor flies and alligators and other harmful beasts. We want to eradicate the world of all of those so that we as human beings can live in peace and harmony.
No, Gregory.
Well, yes, I know I'm being flippant, my friend. But, you see, the point is that even in the spirit world, I say even in the spirit world, because just the same as in physical life, we continue to create, we continue to advance, we continue to do all of these things. And worse, we also continue to create negative thoughts and instances at variance to our upper house spiritual nature, if it be the case that we as free will beings, free will agents, free will spirit, having any kind of existence, really what we are actually doing is creating our own will and responding to that will. That is exactly the same as happens in the spirit world as happens in physical life. No different. The only difference within the spirit world is that the more that you aggravate that energy of which you are because of your condition which you had when you had a physical life, that is only diminishing the responsibility and the actual vibration of your spirit. That doesn't mean to say that your spirit cannot recover from it, but you as a physical being and as a conscious creation who co-created with that spirit is actually still at fault. Therefore, that spirit needs to make reciprocal statements and energy and understanding and create a well-being pathway so that the rejuvenation process can begin to raise the vibration, therefore, a happy spirit.
And the ultimate, obviously, goal for us on our shows and all of the work that we do, really, with White Cloud Group and yourself, is ultimately to save the planet.
That is the prime and simple goal. It is one single moment. And every moment that we take, every moment that we grasp upon, we seize the opportunity to try to show people how they may behave in a more complete and compassionate way, with their vibration lifted, so that all beings can continue to co-create in the same life experience as you are doing. All are blessed, you see, because all are a part of what God is. How can you, as a being, deny that when you have that responsibility, when you have that connectivity, when you have that consciousness and awareness? Don't try to deny that you don't have that awareness, because you're listening to this program now, because you are listening to the words I am saying, means that you have the possibility to open that doorway. The secret is in whether you are willing to react to it in a positive way which will bring about change, not just to these lives of which I am speaking of, but fundamentally move, shift the balance within your own life, within your own recognition. The secret's out. There is no secret. The only thing stopping you from gaining true enlightenment now is you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Gregory.
With love and light, bathe you within the well of peace, and may you prosper within that energy, creating realization for all you meet upon your journey. God bless, and may the light be with you in love.
Thank you. Well, I'd just like to mention that, don't forget, if you want a mini Akashic reading, 10-minute Akashic reading from Gregory in 2 weeks' time, either on our Monday show or our Thursday show, we want your full name at birth, including your middle name, your date of birth, telephone number, just in case I lose your email, one question, and email that to spirit-teaching.com. And our website is spirit-teaching.com. So I'd like to say thank you so much for listening to the wonderful BBS Radio and joining us on Spirit's Work. My name is Sylvie Avery, and until next time, be peaceful, be positive, focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.